The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the Department of English, it's Professor Heather Hill.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? You were like poised and your hands were crossed, and I was like, she's ready to dive into the show.
And no food.
I'm trying to feel some zen in my life at this particular moment.
I completely understand why that might be something you want to do.
So,
let's give her some catnip.
Hamster wheel.
Hamster wheel.
Hey, but it's a beautiful day out.
It is pretty gorgeous.
I did send you a link for a bed for our boy.
I saw
it's
that.
It's anxiety reducing.
I don't know if I'm going to... I'm a little suspicious.
Heather, you got to get ready because there's like this big storm that's going to come through tomorrow. Like the season begins, right?
Yeah.
You see? Yeah, big thunderstorm tomorrow. That's kind of odd for March, but we'll take it, ?
Well, today is odd for March, too.
Yeah.
He has his hemp chews.
Okay. Yes. That's good.
Like three times the recommended dosage.
No. He gets four because he's a big dog.
I was going to say.
Oh, you give him four. I give him four, too.
He's doubling up.
The voice of Professor Stephen Manning from the Department of Retired says that maybe the fur baby has been playing the parents.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Next week they get the car.
Wouldn't be the first time.
I'm so stoned and Dad did it.
That actually sounds like his voice.
Has he attacked all the snack food?
It's very close. It's very close.
Yeah, it's hard to be a dog with those kind of anxieties when the thunder is rolling the other day.
But it is great weather until the thunder arrives.
Exactly.
I was actually doing some work outside today, light work, but I actually worked up a little bit of a sweat.
Wow.
Which felt great.
Okay. I bet it felt good.
Yeah, he got the vapors.
Professor Aaron Bell is here from the Writing Center. Has the thunder hit where you are?
It has. I feel like the storm clouds have been gathering for a long time, and I don't know. I was going to make a joke about, you know, the thunder, but yeah, it's all right. It's a weird time in the semester.
It is.
I feel like the time change, the sort of all the assessments coming, students are feeling stressed out with their multiple applications, and there's a little bit of a tense vibe, I guess.
Absolutely.
All around the world.
Yes, that is exactly
there's a kind of hush all over the world.
We've been using the time change as an excuse for
one moon.
Which reminds me, okay, guys, if we had to stick with one all year round, would you rather stick with daylight saving time or standard time?
There's one that's recommended by the American Medical Association. Yes. Whatever that is.
Which one's that?
Right. I don't think it's this one.
Which
I think it's not.
I think it's the other one where it's brighter earlier.
Yes. Yeah.
It's
well, for school kids.
Yeah.
Also, exactly. Human health.
Yeah.
Well, not me. I don't see the sun come
up. Yeah, I was going to say.
The data shows.
These are the dulcet tones of Professor James Balfour Tubbs. Yes. It's been a while. I hope you had a good trip.
Oh, I've been in a lot of sunlight.
You have.
And warmth.
You have. Mm-hmm. So sorry to have you return to Southeastern Michigan.
No, it's a beautiful day today.
It is.
A beautiful
today
day.
You brought the weather with you.
He brought it with him. That's right. Someone do the research to find out which one the AMA recommends, and then we'll go dash it right off, because I believe that the next round of whatever's going to happen, if you've been paying attention to the news, is that all the states are going to vote independently on what they want to do and follow the referendum of their populace. Thereby making it that each state will be slightly different.
Well, we did.
And that's a pre-Zoom world. That's all I'm saying.
Well, Phoenix never changes.
No.
Yeah. That's right.
So every year.
Arizona does not. Hawaii does not. And part of
Indiana
does not.
That's right.
I don't either.
I like Heather time better. It's easier. Yes.
Heather time.
Heather time.
No, it's actually
Eastern Heather time.
Professor Dave Chow is here.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
So I would guess that you and Mars were up to see the blood moon this morning.
I was.
I just missed it. Oh, you, not Mercy, huh?
No. She woke up to go to the bathroom. I just pulled her out of the bathroom and said, come on, take a look at this before you go back to bed.
Got it.
And you're still standing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the blood moon didn't affect you?
No, the blood moon, and then I stuck around for the eclipse, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So that was neat to see.
Drew had tried to pull me outside while I was after sleeping to look at it. No.
Well, all Drew has to do is yell fire. That's all.
No survivors.
No survivors.
Wake me up when it gets to the bedroom.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Professor Mara Livesey is here, and there's probably a joke in there about your baby, like, keeping you awake at some time that you could see it, but she actually slept last night.
She slept what? All the way until 6 a.m. Yes, she did.
Incredible. Incredible. Yes.
You should have a party.
I did. With coffee.
That is absolutely what you need to do in that case. Boy, sleeping through the night, that's one of the biggest deals. Beautiful. I hope that it has many happy returns for you and Josh.
Thank you.
Professor Beth Olejar is here. We've heard a few comments from Professor Beth Olejar, but,
when do we not?
You know, folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. If you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook or Instagram. Or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Dear professors, I would have sent this batch of 25 questions to you earlier in the day, but you know how things can get sidetracked. Before long, we had some of our relatives in from British Columbia to watch an amazing hockey game. And the evening got further and further away. But before I finally got to bed, I told myself, take a few moments to send you these questions. Our family came up with 25 very, very varied questions this time around. We hope they prove challenging and fun for all. Please enjoy. Warmest greetings from Valencia, California, Frank Burrows. I believe, based on the date, that he's talking about the Four Nations face-off, which was a spectacular tournament this year. How many square miles are the Galapagos?
Jim, you breezed by there, didn't you?
Four.
1,000.
It's more than 1,000.
Oh, did not know that.
5,497.
It is less than that.
2,475.
It's more than that.
3,200.
Can somebody speed dial Kendra?
We have a 3,200. It's basically 3,100. So
nice. Kendra and I are actually texting right now.
That's nice. Phone a friend.
Have her FaceTime in, and we'll put her on the show.
No, she's on a call.
It doesn't matter.
Think, think backwards. Okay. Where were the 1988 Winter Olympics?
Calgary, right?
It was Calgary. Yep.
Yeah, Calgary.
I heard someone say Calgary. Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. Calgary.
Canada. I want to run the torch through my hometown.
Okay.
We're looking forward to the Winter Olympics in 2026. What country is? I always look at the U.S. map. That's not going to help.
Always.
Westernmost on the European continent.
Portugal.
Western. It is Portugal,
good
right
job.
Off the top of your head. Yes. Portugal. Oh, weird. Never heard this before. Professional skateboarder, and what is he advertising for? Some weird stuff now. Tony Hawk made his national
turmeric.
TV. Oh, thank you.
Is it?
He made his national TV debut as a child on this TV show in 1981. It was a very popular kids' show of that time that wasn't Sesame Street.
Mickey Mouse?
A Disney
show? No, not Mickey Mouse, not Disney.
Kids Incorporated.
Not Sesame Street. If, the electric
you can't do that on television?
No, these are all really good guesses. This was an early morning show.
Okay.
It was more comedy than anything else. It had some cartoons and some wacky characters.
Like Captain Kangaroo?
Captain Kangaroo is what it was.
Really?
What?
Wow.
Very well done.
One. I can remember being homesick and
Mr. Green Jeans.
And the moose with no nose.
Yes.
The
ping pong ball.
The moose and the ping pong ball.
I've heard of it.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but I was always freaked out by the bear because it didn't have a nose. Remember it was flat? Okay, maybe it's just me.
Based upon gross tonnage.
Oh.
Gross.
What are the five largest U.S. seaports?
LA.
So LA is not on the list, and Baltimore is not on the list.
San Diego.
Savannah.
Oakland.
Savannah's not on the list. Oakland's not on the list.
New York.
San Diego.
Long Beach.
New York, New Jersey is one of them.
Yeah, Long Beach.
Okay. Long Beach is not on the list.
Seattle.
San Francisco.
Seattle is not. San Francisco is not.
Yeah.
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Yeah, not Baltimore.
Seattle,
so there are two in the great state of Texas.
Galveston.
Galveston is not one of them.
What?
We're striking.
Although I can tell you that I don't really understand the geography around this area. So let's just say someone said Houston. I'm going to go with someone said Houston is
Houston.
One of them.
Houston is not a port. Galveston is its port.
Yeah, so there you go. Like, that's what I think. I think you got it right. So what's the other one?
Oh, in Texas?
In southern Texas.
Brownsville?
Like, More southern.
Mexico?
Just about as southern as you can go.
Like South Detroit.
I'm surprised. Isn't the southernmost large city in Texas a city that has two words, CC?
Corpus Christi.
Corpus Christi is what it says here. The other two are both in Louisiana. You probably could guess one.
New Orleans.
And the other one is South Louisiana, which is on the other side of the Gulf of Mexico. America? Yes.
Oh.
No, no, it's the Gulf of Tubbs, remember?
Gulf of Tubbs.
Having just seen San Pedro, in which is L.A.'s port, I cannot believe that there are many more with more gross.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. The amount of cranes over there, unreal, yeah.
During the filming of original Star Wars, now known as Episode 4, yes. The Libyan government sent over representatives to inspect something on the set. What was it? Remember, they were in Tunisia.
I'm trying to remember the first one.
Mm-hmm. They wanted to make sure that something was not there for military purposes.
Like one of the vehicles?
Like, it is one of the vehicles.
The sand crawler.
It was the Jawa sand crawler. Yes. Oh, giant thing. It was like, yeah. So they thought that maybe it was like an Argo thing like going on.
Okay. Uh-huh. Like a Trojan horse. Maybe it was. Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Profs, can you name any of the top three countries who produce all of the world's cauliflower?
Cauliflower? Huh.
Okay, I'll try it. The States.
The States is number three.
Cold weather crop, right?
Canadian?
Nope, no Canada.
Mexico.
No Mexico.
Huh. So the U.S.?
China.
China's number one. China's number one for cauliflower.
Really?
Followed very closely by a very largely populated... I always look
India?
At the... Yeah, it's India is number two. So
interesting.
Yeah, cauliflower all around. What three countries border Norway?
Denmark.
No Denmark.
Sweden and Russia.
Sweden, yes. Finland.
And
Russia.
There you go. In the order that's on the paper. That's pretty awesome. This American filmmaker has won 5 Oscars, 6 Golden Globes, 2 Palmes d'Or, and a BAFTA. Who is that?
Spielberg.
Uh-uh. That's a good guess. That's a very good guess. They are kind of contemporaries, only this one makes more wine.
Coppola.
Yeah. Coppola. Francis Ford Coppola.
Oh, yes. Who's going to be at the Henry Ford?
Yep. That's right. Which of these three countries has the most islands? Canada, Indonesia. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
It says three, but okay, we'll try again. Which of these countries has the most islands? I think there might be a typo. Canada, Indonesia, Sweden, the United States.
Indonesia.
Indonesia is last of those four.
I think Sweden.
17,504, and it's the lowest number.
Wait.
The U.S. has more islands.
The United States has 18,000.
Oh, are these
617 islands?
Like, not part of our states, though, right?
Canada is not number one.
Sweden,
but clocks in at 52,455.
Okay.
The country of Sweden has 267,000.
Yeah.
570 islands.
Sail into Stockholm sometime. You're going by all kinds of little islands.
How big does the land mass have to be?
It's a good question.
This little stump in the Detroit River, that's not really an island.
Yeah,
does
yeah.
Zug count?
Zug Island. I think Zug Island.
Yeah, Zug counts.
Yes.
Okay. All right. For something.
I immediately looked up at Lake Superior. According to Ken Jennings, right, Jeopardy, there is an island on Lake Superior that has a lake on it, that has an island on it, that has a lake on that island. And I'm like, that's the coolest thing ever.
Gotta go, anyway, gotta go.
Yeah, it's pretty meta. Which of our planet, I don't think we own them. Which planet in our solar system takes approximately 88 Earth years to do one Earth year around the sun?
Jupiter.
It's not Jupiter.
Saturn.
Just waiting for Dave. He'll get it right.
Why?
If he says it.
Mercury.
Nope.
Me?
Yeah.
Uranus.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh!
I just assumed that Dave would chime in with the pun, but...
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a Dan.
That's a Dan thing.
That's a Dan pun.
Which of the New York City boroughs is the most populous in 2020?
Brooklyn.
It says Brooklyn.
Oh.
2.7 million people live in just Brooklyn.
Wow.
Who was Henry VIII's first wife?
Catherine of Aragon. Yeah.
Catherine of Aragon. Look at you all. This is pretty solid.
I just like that show with that handsome actor that played Henry VIII. You know, was
that Tudors?
Jonathan Rhys.
Yeah. That was a good one.
All right. Let's see who can come up with the best joke and then who can actually answer the question. Oh. What do the Clausen codes help regulate?
Oh, what's on sale? Leon and Lulu's, right? I mean, what's the special at Woodpile?
What's the special at Woodpile? Ooh, Woodpile. That sounds really good right now.
Clausen codes.
The Clausen codes.
Noble fish specials.
Mm.
Let's see if I can get you into the general area. Most of us would not be happy. We'd have to integrate with the Clausen codes.
Integrate with the Clausen codes.
You would not want to deal with the Clausen codes. That would be a bad day for your people.
Is it a criminal something?
It's criminal? It's not criminal.
Related? Is it fiscal?
No. No, it's not really fiscal.
Oh. Levels of lead in the water.
What did you say, Aaron?
Relating to codes, does it have to do with like what we can read? Or,
nothing. That's
not like
that's
a
good.
Socialist sort of.
Nope. What about pirate codes? Does it have to do with pirate codes?
No. Is it mechanical?
I'm trying really, really hard here. So if I said the word Corwell, you'd get a little closer to what the codes regulate.
Health.
Something with your health.
Hospitals.
Something in health. So it's how hospitals prioritize emergency. The codes is like, this guy has a bullet in his eyeball. This person has a hangnail, you know, like
it's like triage.
I do
so
everything.
It's a triage code.
It's basically something like that. Yeah. For FYI, it was actually made originally, it says here, for phone calls, but I don't think that that's the way they deal with data these days. It's a little more digital. Yeah, I don't know.
Probably some physician.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
right.
We don't have a Clausen hospital, do we?
No.
We don't.
Sorry.
Clausen codes.
What is Cyberdyne Systems' most famous creation?
Skynet.
Nice.
Here we go, Skynet. It's coming. Jeez. Yes, Cyberdyne Systems is the fictional company that created the self-aware Skynet in the Terminator movie series. Out of all the teams that have made it to the Super Bowl, sorry, Lions, what are the two teams that are undefeated in the Super Bowl? That's a good piece of trivia.
Baltimore?
Baltimore is one of them. They won every time they've been there.
Which is, what, like once or twice?
San Francisco?
And no, it wouldn't be San Francisco. A fairly recent Super Bowl winner with the greatest of all time.
Kansas City? No, they've been beat.
No, they lost.
It's the Bucks. It's Tampa Bay. Yeah.
The Bucks.
Now be very careful with your response, professors. What is the official drink of the Commonwealth of Kentucky?
Bourbon.
It's not bourbon.
Is it alcoholic?
It's not alcoholic.
Sweet tea.
Is it sweetened iced tea?
It is not.
Sweet tea? Is it an Arnold Palmer?
It's good. It's good. It is not any of those things.
Lemonade.
No.
Milk?
It's milk is what it says. Yeah.
Milk and
gosh,
bourbon.
Gosh, what wusses.
I agree.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misread the response. It's milk, but 99% bourbon. No. It's
bourbon with a splash of milk.
With a splash of milk. No, it says it's milk. I mean, that's one of those old traditions that must predate the bourbon trade, and I think that's kind of cool.
I didn't think anything predated the bourbon trade.
I know I'm superseding the questions here, but aren't there just two states that are technically states, but they're also commonwealths? Isn't it?
Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Kentucky.
That's right. There we go.
Massachusetts.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
The Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Massachusetts is a commonwealth, too. Yeah.
Where the official drink is.
Mm-hmm.
Not milk.
Yeah.
What's the official insect? While you're looking these things up.
I was actually looking up the Clausen codes, which is quite interesting.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Developed by Jeff Clausen from 1976, Jeff, to 76 to 79 when he worked as an EMT and dispatcher prior to med school.
Oh.
He designed a set of standardized protocols to triage patients via the telephone and thus improve the emergency response system.
Interesting. Wow.
Protocols were first alphabetized by chief complaint that included key questions to ask the caller, pre-arrival instructions, and dispatch priorities.
Awesome.
So do you ask first if you've got a bullet in the eyeball?
That's right.
Oh, no.
Upon retirement, founded this great city of Clawson.
Yes, exactly.
During her 63-year reign, Queen Victoria survived how many total assassination attempts?
Oh, well, that's 12. A good question.
It is less than 12.
Three.
Eight. It is greater than three. It was eight is eight. What it says here.
Wow.
Eight times they tried to take her down. She bounced back every time. Except for the last time.
Well, they missed. That was the problem.
Well, the rope-a-dope helped.
Kendra says it was nine.
Yep.
No, okay.
In psychology, what is the Gruen transfer? G-R-U-E-N. What is the Gruen transfer?
G-R-E-U-N.
When a person thinks they're a gorilla.
No.
No?
You gravitated towards the G. I'm sorry.
When they think they're a dictator.
No.
No.
Although that's pretty funny.
Like Freudian projection?
Like a Stockholm syndrome?
Yeah. So you're all like playing in the right zone. It is a element of capitalism.
Oh.
A psychological quantity.
Like a marketing thing?
You're getting closer.
Okay.
Like greed?
Greed is a little too 30,000
feet. Wait, was this like Stephen buying that hat for 60% off and loving it?
That was a great hat. I love that hat.
Yeah, I mean, for the price, it was a great deal. No,
the Gruen transfer is the psychological principle of luring you into a store with no natural light so that you become disoriented, which is known to pay off and make you buy more things.
Like casinos. Yes. Huh.
Oh. Think about it like casinos don't have clocks. Think about it
and
like
no
that.
Windows.
Like you don't know what
and
time
no
it
doors.
Is. Nice. I get that reference.
And also very disturbing carpeting too.
Professors, what building in the United States has its own zip code 55425?
The Vatican.
Empire State Building.
Not the Vatican.
The Pentagon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Pentagon's a good guess.
It's a very good guess, yeah.
55425.
It's an island building.
Fort Knox.
It's west of us.
55425. That gives you a hint.
It's west of us.
No.
It's
west.
Kind of in the middle.
It's in the middle of America.
Fort Knox.
Fort Knox.
That's a great.
Bigger than those.
Bigger than
Fort Knox. All of those.
Someplace in Texas.
How about I do this again? Think capitalism.
Capitalism. This
IRS.
You said it's in the middle. It's not on a coast.
It's in the middle. I'm looking at it right now.
That's not helpful. We can't.
Yeah.
Trademark in Chicago.
Somebody
you
track
won't
his
like
eyes.
It. You won't like it. It's
not the arch, is
it? It's Mall of America. It has its own zip code. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, which
okay.
is a total rip as far as I'm concerned.
Have
they don't even
there?
Have an Orange Julius. I went there a couple times when I lived in St. Paul.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think we've probably got cooler. The smallest because we've got a little boat that's its own zip code that takes mail
the
out to the
yeah.
ships.
I was going to say, what you call Lakeside has its own zip code?
That's probably the smallest area for a zip code. The West Coast that delivers mail to the freighters
right.
on the Detroit
right.
River.
Yep.
Smallest post office?
The mail boat that goes out to them.
That has its own zip code.
Yeah.
It does.
Has Amazing. Its own zip code.
It's a mobile zip code.
Didn't know there was a mail boat on the Detroit River.
Professors?
Those lonely sailors need their mail.
That's why we come to this show.
Who was the first presidential wife in the United States who, after the term First Lady was coined,
Martha
was
Washington.
Called the First Lady? And it's not Martha Washington.
Dolly Madison.
That's a good guess.
Beth Truman.
Guess.
Mamie Eisenhower.
It's before Eisenhower.
Adams?
Nope. After Adams.
Abigail
Before
Adams.
Wilson. I'm doing my best here.
Jackson's wife, Mm-mm. whatever her name
was. No, it said it was
she died.
Hayes. So Rutherford B. Hayes' wife, Lucy.
That was after Lincoln, but before Wilson.
There you go.
What was her name?
Lucy.
Lucy Hayes.
Sure.
Was the first
And
first
who
lady.
Served only lemonade at White House functions.
Oh, she was a teetotaler?
She was a teetotaler, yeah.
Lucy Hayes was the first lady, and Doug Emhoff was the first second gentleman. What is Africa's second highest mountain?
Second highest mountain.
After Kilimanjaro.
Come on, Stephen, you were there, weren't you?
Mount Kenya.
It is Mount Kenya.
Nice.
That's right. Nice. What Canadian province still had folks driving on the left side of the road in 1947?
Newfoundland.
It says Newfoundland, 100%. The Newfies.
Yes.
The Newfies are great. On a standard keyboard, what symbol shares the key? Don't look at your phones with the
number.
I'm
using my fingers.
Eight.
Ampersand. No.
If I hold shift down, it's a bullet.
It's not.
Asterisk.
It's the asterisk.
Nice. Yeah, there you go. The bullet, right?
Asterisk.
Yep, the bullet.
Who was the first actor who earned $1 million to be in a movie? Last question of the set.
Liz Taylor.
Great. No, it was...
Oh, actor.
It was a man. It was a man.
Of course.
Cary Grant.
50s era.
50s. Yeah, Cary Grant.
Very famous war movie.
Audie Murphy?
Audie Murphy.
Who's that guy?
Initials W.H.
William Houston?
Holden.
William Holden. Holden. For his role in?
Bridge Over River Kwai.
Bridge Over River Kwai. That's right.
Very nice. Good. That's a great movie.
It's a little slow. It's a little slow. Absolutely. But it did star Obi-Wan Kenobi, so we had to watch it. You know.
That's exactly right.
That was the 50s, right?
Alec Guinness?
Was it the 50s? It's post-World War II, I would guess. Yeah.
It was in the 50s,
Alec
yes.
Guinness was definitely there. Well, folks, I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
It's true. I'm not sorry. However, we are also out of time on this show. And the time has come for us to say goodbye, Beth.
Goodbye.
Dan.
In Mara's voice, goodbye.
Dave.
See ya.
Jim.
Goodbye.
Aaron.
Goodbye.
Stephen.
Goodbye.
And Heather.
Bye-bye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
I'm your host, Edmund DeWitt, and today we've got them all. The whole panel is right here today.
Should we hold hands? They won't do any
magic circle.
Is that some kind of Unitarian ritual? You know, my in-laws always do this at Christmas and stuff. You know, they do that.
They eat dinner holding hands.
Yeah,
we used to.
Oh, God.
It's fun.
Okay. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
Well, it's less of a pleasure to be here than it sometimes is. They won't touch
Can't
me.
Can't take a chair.
Oh, you wanted to hold hands, George.
George, put your pants back on. We will.
And on George's right, the assistant dean of the College of Liberal Arts, Kathy Bush.
Come on, Kathy Schaefer. I'm so happy to be here.
I'd like to hold hands with Kathy anytime.
But you'd have to do it over George. Wow, that's intriguing.
All right.
And on Kathy's right from the Department of History, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Well, hi, Edwin.
Hi, Sarah. Sarah's right from the Department of English, Professor Claire Schumann Hank Crabtree.
What?
All you gotta do is say cheers, Edmund.
I'm gonna sulk until I find out what that means. Cheers.
Madame Schumann-Hank was a very famous contralto.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, who toured the entire Western world in the 20th century, giving farewell concerts for about 35 years.
My forebear, Lotta Crabtree, as people in California might know, made millions of dollars singing.
Ooh, wow.
Operetta style, music hall style stuff around the turn of the century. Earlier than the turn of the century. Lotta.
Neat. Lotta. Yes. It was her house that they were going through last week with all those questions. The antiques and
the
jewels.
She left it to veterans and horses.
Good for her.
Okay. Well.
That's what they said.
No, Schumann Hank. I should also. I should also.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.